With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A 43-year-old former law enforcement officer with the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Montana has pleaded guilty in a case in which he was accused of coercing a woman into having sex. Dana Michael Bullcoming of Lame Deer pleaded guilty in Billings to deprivation of rights under color of law during a hearing today before a federal magistrate judge. Under a plea agreement with prosecutors, two other counts of lying to federal officers will be dismissed. The government also agreed not to prosecute Bullcoming for sexual abuse. Prosecutors said Bullcoming coerced a woman into sexual intercourse with him under threat of arrest if she refused. A sentencing date has not been set. A Montana judge has sanctioned the state over a year-long delay in complying with a court demand to turn over documents involving an expert witness in a lawsuit over lethal injections. Montana Department of Justice spokesman Eric Sell said today the agency will immediately turn over the documents under the sanctions order from Judge James Reynolds. The documents will be given to attorneys for plaintiffs in the case, Montana's only two death row inmates. The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana is representing one of the inmates. The group has questioned whether the testimony of expert witness Roswell Evans was manipulated to bolster the state's unsuccessful claim that the drug pentobarbital was suitable for use in executions. Sell says there was no manipulation by the state. A winter storm warning is dropping heavy snow in parts of northern and central Montana, causing hazardous driving conditions. The Montana Department of Transportation reports slick conditions on many roads and highways, including Interstate 15 north of Helena. A federal judge has ruled that ethics complaints filed against elected officials in Montana should be made public. U.S. District Court Judge Brian Morris found that Montana's confidentiality provision restricts speech regarding alleged wrongdoing by public officials. But the judge determined that complaints filed against non-elected state employees should remain confidential until they get to the hearing stage. Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan said yesterday that his office will comply with the ruling. Since 2001, state law has dictated that ethics complaints be kept confidential until a ruling is issued. The law was challenged by state Republican Representative Brad Shida of Missoula, who filed a complaint about Governor Steve Bullock's use of a state plane for campaigning. The Kootenai National Forest is making changes for more accurate avalanche forecasting this winter, Nikki Ouellette reports.
The Kootenai National Forest is splitting its avalanche forecast in two. One report covers the western part of the forest, which shares characteristics with the Idaho Panhandle, and a separate forecast is issued for the Whitefish Range, which more closely resembles conditions on the Flathead National Forest. Ben Bernal is the avalanche specialist on the Kootenai National Forest. He says terrain and weather patterns differ enough across the forest to warrant separate reports.
Arbitrary forest boundary lines are less important than what makes sense on the ground and what will make sense to the users.
Avalanche forecasts are posted twice a week online by the Flathead Avalanche Center and the Idaho Panhandle Avalanche Center. Avalanche danger is rated as considerable to high across the Kootenai and Flathead National Forests. Bernal says the present snowfall is burying weaker layers, which could set the stage for snowslides.
Really perfect conditions for creating avalanches right now.
Links to avalanche forecasts spanning our coverage area are on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The city of Helena has joined a legal fight against a proposed ballot initiative that would require all government entities in the state to designate restrooms for use by members of only one sex. The Independent Record reports the city commission yesterday unanimously voted in favor of joining the Montana League of Cities and Towns in its support of the lawsuit filed by American Civil Liberties Union of Montana. The suit claims the initiative is unconstitutional and asks the court to prevent it from being placed on the November 2018 ballot. The ballot initiative was proposed by the conservative advocacy group Montana Family Foundation. The foundation supported a similar measure that was rejected by the state legislature earlier this year. Government watchdog groups are challenging the Trump administration in court over its move to suspend methane emission rules for oil and gas production on federal lands. Today, a coalition of environmental groups, including the Montana Environmental Information Center, filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court. They want to stop the Bureau of Land Management from implementing a one-year delay of the methane waste prevention rule, which requires companies to comply with tighter emission standards. Ann Hedges is deputy director of the Montana Environmental Information Center.
methane is a very potent greenhouse gas, extremely potent. It should not be discarded and put into the atmosphere.
The rule limiting methane emissions was finalized under the Obama administration in 2016. It requires companies to repair leaky and faulty equipment and reduce natural gas waste on public lands. The BLM suspended the rule earlier this month, a move it said would save oil and gas companies from high compliance costs while the agency revises the regulation. Hedges said the move to delay regulations until 2019 is a way of letting the oil and gas industry off the hook while the Interior Department guts the existing rule.
This is kind of another attempt at trying to avoid these companies having to capture the natural resources and pay taxpayers the revenue that we're due.
But Alan Olson, the executive director of the Montana Petroleum Association, thinks the rule goes too far.
That's the problem with some of these federal regulations. They get into a one-size-fits-all, and it just doesn't work.
Olson thinks Montana's oil and gas industry is already in good compliance.
You sit back and you look at the various state requirements that are already in place. They are more than adequate to address the issues. So it's not that big of an issue at the state level.
Reuters reports the Interior Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the lawsuit. The Trump administration is expected to announce a new draft rule in the coming weeks. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.